Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Oh shit, are we recording?
We are.
Oh. That was me, John, sucking on June's 32 double D pierced. And yeah, I guess we're recording. Didn't realize the button got hit. Usually she's the one going down on me, which I'm sure will probably happen somewhere throughout this episode because
I promise it will.
That's what she likes. But yes, I'm John.
And I'm June.
And welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. And today we're going to talk about what to wear and how to approach people at swinger clubs. Now, we touched on this, I think, in different episodes, but or one other, maybe, I don't recall. Somewhere it came up in conversation. But we did have a question from somebody who had reached out to June on her OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking, basically, well, we're going to go. What should we wear? We don't want to seem like creepers. So, like, how do we approach people?
Yeah.
They're kind of introverted. And we're also going to talk about not just how to approach people in person, like at a club or something, or a lifestyle event, but also online.
Yes.
By the way, if you want to meet local swingers in your area, people who are active in your area, if you go to the show notes, we have a PDF for how you can meet others in the lifestyle in your area. I think it's the second or third link down. Just go click that. It's called Swing Easy. And it has a few links in there to some sites that will help you find people in your local area to get to know. So go grab that. It's like a one or two page PDF. It just has a few links in there that you can use to connect. But yeah, so what to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people get nervous. It's like that. It's kind of funny because, you know, you and I have like a church background growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like one or two of the biggest things that people worry about when they're going to go to like a church for the first time, mm-hmm. one of the biggest questions is, what should I wear?
Yeah.
People are so worried, what should I wear?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's a common question with swinger clubs too, which I always just, my whole thing is dress like you give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, dress like you're trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Different clubs are kind of different.
Yeah.
It depends on the club. You know, the one we go to is a...
It's a little bit more upscale.
Yeah, it's a little more upscale, high-end swinger club. And so, you know, you can't walk in torn-up jeans, you know, and boots, or work boots, and you know, that kind of thing. If you're, they're like classy jeans where they're like... They're nice, and you got like cowboy boots or something, or nice shoes. Like, that's fine. But
buckle jeans, but no holes in them, basically, because they don't allow holes. But every club's different. So I think the main thing is just going online and going to their website of the club that you're going to try to attend.
Yeah.
And find out what their dress code is.
Yeah, some are real, real relaxed, and that's cool. Maybe like a kind of like a country music bar, honky-tonk kind of thing. But yeah, then others, it's like, well, they have a standard they want you to dress by because they have a reputation they're trying to uphold to attract a particular kind of clientele. And so I don't really care either way when it comes to like, oh, what the club's, which club it is or what their standard is. We just happened to find the one that we went to first, and it happened to be the higher end one.
Yeah.
And we kind of like that because it kind of makes people have to at least try a little bit.
Yes.
To even get in the door.
Yeah.
We watch people get turned away.
Oh, yeah.
And watch them bitch online. And it's like, dude, you showed up in that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, hey, person didn't know any better or they didn't think to but yeah, whenever we go out anywhere, whether it's on a date or to a club or a lifestyle event, I mean, we dress fucking great.
Yeah, we dress to impress.
Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, like I always have a nice dress on. Amazon is my new best friend.
Yeah.
And so I found a lot of my dresses that I wear to the clubs I find on Amazon. But yeah, I mean, I at least wear some kind of a dress, sundress, or just a lot of, like I said, I look up on Google or on Amazon, like party dresses, sexy dresses to wear for clubs. So that's kind of my search.
Yeah, it'll be like a Monday or Tuesday. It'll be a Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, oh, it's this theme at the club on Saturday. Well, we'll have you here in 2 days on Amazon. It's here a day or two before Saturday comes. And yeah,
that came this week, too. I got me a new Santa costume outfit I'm going to wear for this Bad Santa theme for our club we're going to this weekend. So I ordered it, and it came in a couple days ago and tried it on. So, yeah, I think the main thing is just looking on their website, if they have a website for the club you're wanting to attend, and see what the dress code is, like what the rules are for that club.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, ours is more kind of upscale, but not all of them are. So that's, I mean, but again, like John said, just dress to impress.
It's hard to go wrong if you just fucking try a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing too. I wore a t-shirt for the first time to the club last week.
Yeah.
But here's why. It was a themed night.
Yep.
It was a theme night. And so that theme, what was the thing?
It was like pajamas. It was like a pajama theme.
Yeah, it was pajamas. So I had pajama pants, my slippers.
Here's the truth, though. John and I don't wear pajamas to bed. Neither one of us. We don't wear anything. I don't even wear a thong. So
well, you know what? In some of the back rooms, we totally could wear what we wear to bed, which is nothing. As long as you're not out in the lobby, you can't walk through the lobby naked. Typically, of course, if a woman does it, you know. Not most people ain't gonna complain. If you got a bunch of guys doing it, be like, all right, guys. No, but like what I was saying was, you know, there was a theme night. Mm-hmm. It was a pajama theme. So I had pajama pants, like flannel or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I had a t-shirt on. And it turns out my t-shirt was the talk of the town.
It was.
On Saturday night.
Tell them what it said.
It's a bright blue shirt with bold white letters. And it says, I'm here to fuck someone's wife.
Yes.
And,
I have a matching one that's purple.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll be able to wear them together for another theme.
Because we both enjoy fucking other people's wives.
Yes.
And it's so funny. What I learned was how every beautiful woman feels when she walks into a room. And here's why. Every couch, every bar stool, every place we walked in that place, I would see couples looking up at me. And then, like, leaning over and, like, giggling and pointing. They're, like, giving me a thumbs up. But, like, all eyes were on me. I'm, like, they're looking at my shirt. And I'm, like, hey, motherfuckers, my eyes are up here. No, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
But, you know, you get a beautiful woman like yourself walks into a place and you get people looking at you because you're attractive. And so the thing is, I've never known what it's like to walk into the room and have everyone like look up and notice and even comment on you as you walk by.
Well, he got a lot of that on Saturday.
even later in the night, or like even like on some of the social media groups, people are like, oh, I saw you.
Yeah.
Because we posted a picture of it in some certain groups. And they're like, you know, they didn't say hi to us, but they remember seeing the shirt and they're like, oh, we remember you. We saw that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. Every guy who would like give me a fist bump, be like, dude, love the shirt. Earlier on in the night and throughout the night, I was just like, well, hey, I'll let you know if it works. Well, then as the valet was getting our car and we were walking out of the building, the last three or four fist bumps that I got, I just looked the guy dead in the eye and I'm like, hey, brother, the t-shirt worked tonight.
It did.
And he's even the last guy out in the parking lot was like, what? It did? Like, yeah, dude, you should get one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we both played it with a lady. Yeah.
Yep.
First black lady I'd ever been with. Beautiful woman. Great experience. Wonder. I mean, yeah, yep. Her guy walked right up, and I think I talked about it in the last episode.
You did. But yeah.
He walked right up and handed me a condom, and he goes, hey, she has a fantasy. You want in? That's basically what he said. And I'm like, yeah.
I have that same fantasy. However, I'm not quite ready to try two guys yet, because I need to try my first guy first.
Oh, so you're saying you have a two-guy fantasy. Is that what you're saying?
Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. One of the biggest challenges people face when they're new to the swinger lifestyle is finding other like-minded people to connect with and get to know. Because most people don't want others to know they're in the lifestyle. So how can you actually find these people? It's very simple, actually. Just go download our free two-page guide called Swing Easy. It's a free two-page PDF document where we show you three of the fastest and easiest places you can start meeting other couples just like you in the next 24 hours or less, guaranteed. Just click the link in the show notes that says free Swing Easy PDF so you can start connecting with other like-minded couples and making new, fulfilling friendships and connections in the next 24 hours or less. Go click the link and grab it right now before the offer expires.
Yes, eventually. It still scares me right now, so eventually.
Yeah, well, baby steps.
But you grow into it.
So you're saying, oh, you'll try one first and see how that goes, and baby step.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, whatever. You do you, or someone else, or me, and I'll do
or
me.
Both.
Or both at the same time. Because hey, apparently that's really fun for a lot of ladies. The ladies who I've heard say they love two guys at once. The one of the biggest things I always hear them say is that they were nervous. They didn't know if they'd like it. But then they're like, I loved it because all the attention was on me. And they fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're in a safe environment with, you know, someone they knew. And, you know. But, yeah, all the attention was on them. So, but, yeah, so that's my t-shirt. And any chance I get to wear one of my lifestyle t-shirts, I do. My other one is a bright blue one with also bold white letters, and it says Married with Benefits, and that's a fun one.
Yeah.
I was going to wear that to this week's, but the theme this week is like a Christmas thing or something. So
So he got a really cool one he's going to wear. Oh, it's so funny.
What does it say?
Oh, my gosh.
It's right there on the table, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grab it.
Okay.
Grab it real quick.
I'll BRB.
As June walks out of the studio naked. Shake that ass, girl. Okay, so it's a maroon t-shirt. Come on, they can't see you shaking your ass. They're just waiting for me to talk.
Excuse me, I was twerking for John.
Yes, you were. So it's a maroon, like dark red t-shirt with a cartoon Santa Claus head on the front. And it says, I saw that. You nasty. And he's like looking down over his glasses.
It's so funny.
I saw that. You nasty. So I'm wearing that to the Swinger Club this Saturday night because,
because it's
there's
hilarious.
All kinds of naughty going on. And it's like, I'll tell you what, people like June who are exhibitionists are like, hey, Santa, I hope you saw that because I love being watched.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that ties in. That's why I'll be wearing a t-shirt. I usually, as a guy, I usually wear like my real nice jeans. Maybe cowboy boots or a nice pair of shoes, and then like a button-down shirt. Can't go wrong with that. Plus, it actually gives you more success with people. People do we all judge each other based on appearance. Yeah. We don't like to admit it, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're attracted to someone, if you're trying to hit it off or meet somebody at a club, and you can tell they dress real well, and you haven't really tried, or you didn't put in the same effort,
yeah,
it's not really appreciated. Because like with June and I, we dress great.
Yeah.
I mean, like fresh haircut, fresh shave, you know.
Showered,
dressed, clean, shaved, smell good, everything.
Yeah.
You know, she does her nails and, you know, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we meet a couple or a lady or something like that, and it's like, if you could tell that they really didn't try or they really don't kind of give a shit about their appearance, it's just not that attractive. Because it's like, hey, if we're bringing this to the table, we're putting in this effort, we want people who think the same way as we do.
Absolutely.
That's like, you know, if you're in shape physically, or if you have the certain body type that you work hard for, and that's attractive to some people, you know, like if you work hard in the gym, a lot of times you're very attracted to other people who work hard in the gym.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they want to enjoy, you know, the benefit of your beautiful body that they're attracted to. By beautiful, I mean what they're attracted to. And you probably want the same, you know. And so if you work hard, you probably a lot of times want to be around other people who work hard and, you know, have that same discipline.
So yeah.
It kind of goes back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, you know, June and I, we have our particular attraction with women that we like our specific ideal one. But we've played with many others who were just as fun, great experience, wonderful people. And so it didn't always cut things out, but
I'm pickier.
Yeah.
pickier I'll admit it. I'm pickier.
That's because you don't have a dick. No, if you had a dick, you'd be like, I'll take what I can get, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys are easy. It's weird how, like, men call women the whores. It's like, we're the real whores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think I'm easier than any woman I've probably ever met in my life. Just because I'm just down to have fun. So, anything else to say about what you should wear to a swinger club?
I mean, I think we pretty much covered it. Just dress nice. Just, you know, put a nice dress on. I don't normally
or skirt.
Yeah, because I've worn both, or sexy lingerie if it's that kind of a theme night like I'll be doing on Saturday. But it just, I mean, really, the main thing is just looking on their website and finding out ahead of time what their standards are for the dress code. But yeah, I just wear a nice dress and heels. I don't normally during the week wear heels usually, so I only wear heels when I'm going to go to the club. Because I like the way it makes me look. Makes my legs look even longer than they are.
Fuck yeah. And you're on eye level with me.
I know. I love that.
You're like taller. Your legs look longer.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm,
who don't know, I'm like 5'6" and a half. So I'm not like short, but I'm not like super tall. But when I put those really tall heels I have on, like they make my legs look even longer. It's pretty cool.
Well, and then there's that thing too that happens when women wear heels. Where your calf muscle is raised because your heel is raised.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so sexy, that line, that muscle appears
even
more distinct. And so it just makes a woman's legs in general look
Better. That reminds me. I remember the next morning on Sunday, I was like, oh my God. And John's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh my God, I got fucking cramp in my... Like the ankle and like the top of the foot was like a Charlie horse, but not, you know, because you usually get those in your like toes if you're in the pool or something, or your calves. No, I fucking had it in my ankle and in the top of my foot. And I know it was from those heels. I was like four, shit.
It was like 4:30 in the morning. It's dark. And I'm like, what the fuck is what? Are you OK?
I'm like, no, I'm not.
Like, what can I do to help? What are you doing?
I'm like, massage it for me. I was like, oh, my God. And it was, like, stuck for, like, 20 minutes. I couldn't get it, like, it would not uncramp.
Yeah, so here's the thing. next time.
Bring slippers with you.
You can bring.
A friend of mine did that.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, after, like, 11:30 midnight, people are drink and have a good time dancing, starting to have sex everywhere and do things. No one really gives a fuck if you got slippers. You know, you get out of the locker, your bag, and you put them on, you know, especially if they match whatever you're wearing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think anybody would ever complain. I wouldn't walk in with them on.
Oh, yeah.
But carry them in the bag and then, like, if anyone asked, be like, oh my gosh, the heels were killing me.
Well, here's the sad part. I had the fucking slippers in with me.
Yeah, you did.
And they fucking matched my red pajamas because they're red flip-flop house shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just fucking forgot to go get them out of the locker. Mm-hmm. And put them back on, so then I paid for it later.
I think the only thing we went back to the locker for was booze.
Yes.
We made a few trips back and kept pouring more shots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about it for, like, as far as what to wear.
Okay. How about approaching people? Let's pivot to how to approach people in the lifestyle. Now, here's my foundational rule, and I've yet to been proven wrong with this in any setting, whether it's a swinger lifestyle thing or any social setting. Do not approach people like you're trying to fuck them.
Yeah.
Approach them like a normal fucking human.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by a normal fucking human is just be friendly. Just be nice. Hey, how you doing? You know. I don't know what more to say with that.
Well, I
but
do.
There, yeah, but there are a lot of people who approach and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? You guys full swap?
Or, yeah. It's you guys like, how go about the you back? Don't start right off the bat it's saying like, something like that?
It's like we've never...
It's an immediate no for you.
Like, we've never fucking met you. Like, if at least with us, might not be with everybody, with us, if you jump the gun, you're out.
Yep.
And you'll probably never get back in our circle.
Yep.
Because it's like a giant red flag. We're like, whoa, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, this is what I do. Okay. This is me. Now, I'm more outgoing than maybe some other people are, though. But for me, what I do is if I see like a really beautiful lady and maybe she has cute shoes on or a dress or her hair looks really pretty, whatever, I just pick something off of her that I like her dress, whatever, not like her boobs or something, like, you know, but
yeah, because that's going too sexual.
Yes.
Too fast, and it's like,
yeah, you know. So I mean, like, pick an item that she's wearing that you can compliment her on. So for me, like, a lot of times, like, a lady will have a really pretty dress, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your dress, or oh my gosh, your shoes are so cute.
But you're
where
not
did you get those?
You're not bullshitting. You
no,
actually do
I
like
actually
it.
Like it. I'm being yeah. honest when I say a compliment about the person. Yes, I'm being honest that I really do like it.
It's not a tactic. Like, you're just paying a genuine compliment.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I really love those heels. Where did you get those?
And who's afraid of receiving a compliment from somebody?
Nobody is.
So
everyone loves compliments.
Why are we afraid to pay a compliment?
I don't know.
I think it's the fear of rejection.
Probably.
But if you're afraid of rejection by complimenting someone, just remember, everyone loves compliments.
Yeah.
Like, in a, if they do respond in a rejecting way, that's a really big red flag that you're so glad you did not get to know that person.
Yes. And you're...
Because that's weird.
And here's your response. Next. In your head, you're saying next, because I'm not going to waste my time with somebody that I can't even pay a compliment to. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what I do. We go to the club and I see somebody that's real pretty and she has a really pretty dress on or something. I'll just compliment. I'm like, gosh, my gosh, I love your dress. I love your heels.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What are, you know, some of them come in and they got their own little cups they bring with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, your cup's hilarious. Cause some of them say funny things.
Oh, like a tumbler.
Like Drunk Wives Matter. I think we have that one.
Yeah. It's got a pineapple on it and something.
Yeah. 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 Just find something like to just start the conversation off with. It doesn't have to be, like I said, nice tits, you know, like, no, like,
well,
you don't start
the,
with that.
Here's the thing too. If I think a lady's attractive,
mm-hmm.
June usually does too. Because we are attracted to the same kind of women. But one thing I'll do is I'll be like, hey, look at her. She's pretty, huh? We should go talk to her.
Yeah.
And I walk with June, but I'll have June talk to her and say hi. Like, hey, I just, like she said, I love your dress, love your shoes, love that tumbler. You know, my name's June, by the way. You know, and then she'll shake hands. And then it just kind of opens up, and it's a very natural, non-weird way to, you know, open up a conversation, get to know somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, with me, whenever that happens, by the way, me personally, if there's a guy with her, I always shake the guy's hand first. Like, I never go right to his girl and go to shake her hand.
Yeah.
And like, just act like he's not even there.
Well, and same here. I always shake the lady's hand first also.
Yeah, if some guy ever comes up and, like, shakes June's hand first, it's like, you ain't wrong. You just showed a lot of your cards you didn't know you showed.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like it.
Yeah.
It was a respect thing, I think, you know, among guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, just I always shake the guy's hand first, and then I'll shake her hand as well or whatever. Or some ladies, they just want to give you a big hug, even though they just met you, like,
yeah,
whatever, you know.
Which, that's fine, too, but just, yeah, but that's what I always do, too. If it's a handshake, I always shake the lady's hand first, too.
Yeah, yeah. That way she doesn't get a vibe of, like, why are you touching my guy? Like, we ain't met. We don't know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
We just have, like, normal conversation. You mm-hmm. know, once you open it up, once you get past that, you know, conversation naturally just tends to roll.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to talk about? I don't know. You know, everyone loves compliments. So, you know, if you complimented her dress, maybe, you know, talk about the dress and what you like about it and ask her where she got it. And does she have it in other colors? I mean, you can just go on and on and on and on.
Yeah. Like, oh, what do you guys do for a living? And it just progresses naturally on its own.
Yeah. So, that's in person. That's just kind of a way to kickstart it. online. Such as some of these websites. Again, go grab the Swing Easy PDF in the show notes in the link. It's a 2-page PDF. Has some websites where you can meet local people in your area who are in the lifestyle. And, let's talk about the messages that do not get our response when people write us.
Yes. So we got one the other day. And,
holy fuck.
Oh, my God. I think he said, like,
hey,
do you guys full swap? Shows me a picture of his lady and the very fucking next picture. Mind you, never talked to these people before, and they messaged us. Asked us if we're full swap, sent a picture of his wife.
Which we said no at that point, because we don't know you, and why the fuck are you asking us that?
And then immediately sends a fucking dick pic. Well, ew.
No, it wasn't just one, it was like three.
No, yeah, there was like two or three of them. It was ridiculous.
Like, block.
But yeah, I didn't ask to see your dick, dude.
Yeah, and speaking of that, it's funny, I found this funny meme online today. we got to read it to you concerning this. Guys, listen the fuck up. These are seven tips, and it's called Dick Pick 101. One, if a woman wants to see your dick, she will ask.
Yes.
Two, if you're not sure if a woman has asked for a dick pic, she hasn't. Three, your dick is not magical, and a woman is not going to fall in love with you upon seeing it.
Yep.
Four, dicks don't make women mindless, sex-obsessed zombies like boobs do most men.
Truth.
Five, dicks don't photograph that well. Mm-mm. Just saying.
No.
Six, if you want a woman to like you, engage her brain and her heart. And seven, I promise that if a woman likes you, she will beg for a dick pic, but you will ruin your chances by sending it before then. Gentlemen, yes. Please practice safe dick picking.
Yes. God, that's so accurate. So true. All of it.
It's just fucking retarded. Like, no matter what your dick looks like or how big it is or you think it is, like, nobody's impressed. Like,
no.
I mean, 99 out of 100 women we've ever talked to are never fucking impressed. No matter what the dick looks like, the size, what, like, color, they're never impressed. They're just, like, you might have one in 100 in our experience.
Yeah. It's just, that's the wrong way to approach anybody online. Like, full swap and then sends pictures. And I'm like, how about, hey, we saw your profile and we thought we had some similar interest. Do you guys want to grab drinks sometime if we happen to live in the same area? You know, like, I don't know, be a human.
Yeah. Don't send like this one word intro, like, hey, or sup. Like, it's like, no. But like you said, the kind that does get our attention is, hey, my name is so-and-so. I saw that picture of you wearing this, or I saw that you were here talking about something that we actually did, or, you know, they noticed,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, we think that's great, whatever. You know, we live in this area or near you or whatever. Like, just people who just are fucking normal.
Yeah.
like, we actually respond to those people instead of just blocking them.
Well, yeah, because we had one just this morning that showed up on one of our things that we have. And it was like, same thing. It was just like, hey, my wife and I are looking for somebody to play with. I'm like, okay. That was the sentence, pretty much.
Yeah, they opened with that. We don't know them from anywhere.
No.
That's like, instead of like, hey, how you doing? Or hi, we're so-and-so. It was,
hey, my wife and I are looking to have some fun tonight. Or something like that. Like, that was it. Like,
we've never talked to these people ever. We didn't know they existed till they wrote it.
No.
And the thing is,
immediately, that's a no for me.
Yeah. And the thing is, I guarantee it was the fucking guy. Because I don't know any woman that fucking stupid. Because women, we know at least, don't tend to like that kind of thing. And the thing is, his wife is hot. She's in her 50s, blonde, fucking
beautiful,
fucking bombshell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a heterosexual guy, so I don't judge guys on their looks much, but he didn't look like he tried nearly as hard as his wife did to upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, at the same time, you know it's him writing that fucking message. Because women, I think, just naturally, most of the time, tend to have a hell of a lot more class.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to understand why women get pissed off and what they mean by when they say men are so fucking dumb, like, since being in the lifestyle. I get it now, because I'm starting to see what you all have always seen and experienced. And it's like, seriously? Yeah.
Yeah. Even just some comments on pictures and stuff I post. It's just like, dude, do you really think that's going to work?
Well, there's like genuine, you are so beautiful. One guy the other day was like,
oh, yeah.
You literally have the most beautiful natural hourglass shape body
that
I've
was
ever
such
seen.
A sweet comment. That was probably the best compliment I have ever gotten from a stranger.
Well, and it was, but it felt genuine.
Yeah, it was so nice.
But then there's the other ones.
Then there's the other one. Oh, I'd love to come over and unwrap you myself. And just cheesy shit. It's like, dude, like,
I love to this, I love to that, you know.
Oh my god.
And it's like right out the gate, and it's just like, it's one of those fuckery phrases. It's like catcalling a lady as you're driving by, whistling, hooting and hollering. Hey, baby. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying it never works. I've never known one fucking guy who that's ever fucking worked for.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know very many women who actually genuinely enjoy that either. But that's like the online comment section equivalent. And it's just, at least with us, it gets you nowhere.
It does, like, super fast. Well, like, because immediately it's a no.
Yeah, and well, we don't generally play with people we don't know or haven't gotten to know anyway. There are some times where we'll be in the moment already playing.
Yeah, like last weekend. Yeah.
But we didn't get a creeper vibe from the people, and they were playing on the bed, the same bed.
Definitely got a creeper from one of the persons, though, last week.
Ooh. Yeah, but, so, you know, the lady started playing with June.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, he was nice, he was cool, you know, and once June and her started playing, then, you know, that's when he offered, you know, if I wanted to play with his lady, and so, like, that kind of in the moment evolved, but, like, writing something stupid as fuck on social media or in a message, like, that's not, we're never going to get to that point with you.
No.
So, yeah, just, what was the creeper you were talking about?
Oh my gosh, the one who just like came up in front of us.
Oh yeah, he was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
We never met this guy.
No. And he just like, I don't remember exactly what he said.
Well, we were on the dance floor dancing.
Yeah.
And he comes up and
in front of me.
Yeah, so I'm behind June dancing.
Uh-huh.
And he comes up and says something like sandwich or something, you know. Because he's dancing in front of her.
No, but actually, he said something to the effect of, hey, your husband says you're looking to expand your, I forgot, something.
Expand your horizons?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what he said. And then he starts dancing with me.
Did I say that? I don't remember.
I don't fucking remember you telling me or that you told him that.
I don't remember saying that.
That's what he said, though. And he starts dancing with me, and I'm like,
well, and he's like face-to-face close to you.
Uh-huh.
And like, you don't know him. And like he was kind of drunk, so
yeah.
I know people, they get a little more loose and bold. So I kind of I have a margin for mercy there. He didn't start touching her or nothing. If he would have started touching her, I'd have probably knocked his shit out.
Oh, I would have fucking been like, don't put your hands on me. You didn't ask.
But he was like, yeah, just kind of dancing in front of her, you know, and then walked away after like maybe 30 seconds.
Well, he probably because he got the vibe from me that like I didn't like it.
Yeah. But it was like you'd never met this person. Like you had shaken his hand like an hour ago because they were friends of friends. But other than that, you had zero conversation with him.
No. And like John and I both, we talked about it the next day. Like, hey, didn't you get a weird vibe from that guy? And I was like, yeah, from the get go, I got a weird vibe from that guy. Like, trust your vibes, ladies or guys. Like, if there's a weird vibe you're getting with somebody, like, not a vibe because you're trying to, like, get out of a situation that you're not ready for. I mean, like,
you just got a feeling of, I don't know about this person.
This person is, like, off for some reason in my mind, and I don't know why. Like, it's...
Yeah, trust it.
Yeah, trust the vibes.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing people don't realize. You can try to bullshit them all you want, but we give off vibes. And as people, like, and people pick them up, we pick them up from other people.
Yeah.
And you can see all the right things, but still they feel weird and they don't know why, and they don't need to. They'll trust their gut, you know, and usually be right.
Yeah, exactly.
My experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we equally felt it too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked June, hey, by the way, did we feel the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just confirming that.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah.
This has been, how to dress, just a little bit of guidance, how to dress when you go to a swinger club or a lifestyle event.
And how to approach people either in person or online.
Yeah. So by the way, if you have questions, write us an email.
Yeah.
newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to, if you want to connect with June, go to her free OnlyFans. The link is the first link in the show notes right there.
Yeah.
Free OnlyFans. And if you want to see what this beautiful woman, this beautiful voice of this podcast looks like, damn. And yeah. And you're not going to see her face, but you're going to see the rest of her. And her beautiful 32 double D boobs with nipple piercings. So I don't know who don't want to see that, but I'm a nipple piercing guy, so I don't have any, but I like
just why I did
them.
It for him his birthday.
Yeah, she did it for my birthday. Like, if that isn't love, then I don't know what love is. But go click on June's OnlyFans and check that out. It's free. And also leave a real quick, take the next 3 seconds, go give us a rating and review.
Mm-hmm.
Just click those stars. If you think it's a 5-star podcast, click 5. Leave a review. That takes another 5 or 6 seconds. It helps us reach more people just like you and help them navigate the lifestyle as well. So go leave that rating and review and click on June's OnlyFans. You will not be sorry you did. Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.